of idioms and things of that sort that you don't even realize you do.
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people don't realize when we ask them about their parents'
uh-huh.
birthplace
yes.
how this could possibly well, matter.
Well, it does make a big difference.
It
makes
area.
A big difference.
But mm-hmm. not only your parents, but your associates, your day-to-day associates.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Make every experience
the teachers that you had, if they happened to be dyed-in-the-wool Southerners and so on, well, they gave you some expressions and some feelings and ideas that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
That's right. So. What do you call the black substance that forms inside a chimney?
And soot. We pronounce it soot. Now, what the correct pronunciation is, I don't know, but that's what we call it.
Right. What do you call the gray matter that's left after wood has burned?
Ashes.
Right. And can you tell me what you think the opposite of black is?
Oh, you just mean say white?
See, it's a little
Some of elementary, but still I know that the whole pattern builds up into something, doesn't it?
That's right. Mm-hmm. You now are sitting in a
chair.
Let's see. I think now I need the names of the furniture that you have in here.
Mm-hmm. What I would call it, you mean?
Right.
Well, I'd call that a sofa. Could call it divan, but I believe I'd be more apt to call it a sofa. Though it may be that divan would be a more common expression today. If you ask 8 or 10 of the people I am associated with all the time, I expect maybe the majority of them would say divan. Said Davenport some years ago, but that term's almost gone out, you know. Now, do you even know it?
I'm my mother.
It's almost gone out. The changes in language are very interesting. I often tell my boys, I said, now, let's say a sentence and see how many words we can have in it that George Washington wouldn't have known what in the world we were talking about. And, you know, you can make them realize that there's just a lot of things beside radio and television and frigid air and so on.
A lot of changes in uses that are brought about by changes in civilization.
New things invented and changes.
My professor points out terms connected with horse and buggy days.
Yeah.
Just unheard of.
That you wouldn't know at all.
Oh, and you would call these?
Chair, the piano, the table, the lamp, the bookcase. I'd call this a bookcase.
Mm-hmm. Can you name me pieces of bedroom furniture, all the pieces that you can think of?
We would think of the dresser. We still call a dresser. The bed, mm-hmm. table. Mm-hmm. Now, for a long time, a dressing table was very popular in the bedroom. You don't hear that term as much anymore.
Is this different from a dresser?
Yes, a dressing table was came into popularity along, I'd say, about 1915 to 1920 and on, along there. And it was smaller and it had a big mirror, and it didn't have the drawers and all that a dresser had. It was supposed to be a little cabinet thing for you to sit in front of and put on your cosmetics and things like that.
Then you really don't sit in front of a dresser.
No, you don't. No,
it's
no.
Different.